Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to CARUSEL Limited Q3 and 9 months FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Chirag Parekh, Promoter and Managing Director. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining the CARUSEL Limited Quarter 3 and 9 months FY25 earnings conference call. I trust you have an opportunity to review our financial results and investor presentation, both available on the company's website and on stock exchanges. Joining me on this call are Mr. Anand Sharma, Executive Director and Group CFO, and SGA Investor Relations Advisors. With over 30 years of learning at CARUSEL, we focus on rapidly translating those learnings into action, which has helped us grow over the years. We have also stayed a step ahead and emerged as a bigger, stronger force in the market. We have continued with our multi-pronged holistic strategy for growth and continuous innovation, investment in capacity expansion, brand visibility, and expanding our reach across new geographies worldwide. Our commitment to brand development, both in India and internationally, has been instrumental in strengthening our position as a trusted name in the kitchen industry. We are working to become the most trusted one-stop kitchen solution company by forming partnerships with global marquee customers, leveraging technology, strategic marketing, building a robust ecosystem, keen understanding on evolving consumer preferences. Innovation, as you know, is a key driving force of CARUSEL, and continuously we strive to introduce cutting-edge products and technology resonating with the lifestyle, keeping the customer engaged and inspired on a continuous basis. Additionally, our strategic diversification of products allows us a comprehensive and integrated range of kitchen solutions, making CARUSEL a one-stop destination. We have successfully expanded our footprint in global markets with over more than 50 countries worldwide. Besides global expansion to increase production capacity, we have committed to provide best quality to our global customers, investing in the state-of-the-art manufacturing infrastructure and adopting best-in-class processes to ensure our products meet the highest international benchmarks. While we are focused on business expansion, we are committed to the environment and people, as reflected in our ESG certification and Great Place to Work certification. We recognize the strength and expertise of our people, fundamentally our growth, therefore talent acquisition with our product business remains a key priority as we focus on building a young, energetic, motivated, high-skilled team to support our expansion plan domestic market. We are also focusing on the women empowerment very, very strongly. Attracting, developing, retaining top industry talent, we aim to foster continued innovation, enhance operational efficiency, and deliver exceptional customer experience. At CARUSEL, no, sorry. Furthermore, in the 9 months FY25, we took significant steps in product innovation and portfolio optimization. We have successfully designed high-margin models for offer quartz sinks for the international and the Indian market, along with the stainless steel sinks, and a large variety of high-margin kitchen faucets to cater the domestic industry. To support the development, we invested rupees 35 crores in new molds, machineries, utilities, and new products, reinforcing commitment to deliver high-quality, cutting-edge kitchen solutions. Simultaneously, as part of our continuous performance improvement strategy, efficient working capital management, optimized use of resources, we have undertaken a rationalization of our product portfolio by discontinuing slow-moving SKUs and focusing more on high-value-added products to streamline and enhance our offerings, improve overall inventory management efficiency. During Quarter 3 FY25, we have enhanced marketing efforts and run strategic marketing campaigns, including participation in ASEC exhibitions, Big Five in Dubai, advertisement on TV ads and in the theaters, and a bunch of distributors and customers meet. Also, we run social media campaigns and investment in the ads of about 3 crore plus last quarter over our regular marketing spending. Our participation in the ACETEC exhibition allowed us to showcase our cutting-edge kitchen solutions to a diverse audience, including industry experts, architects, and potential customers. Our Big Five exhibition in Dubai has helped us reinforcing our brand has been international market and tap into new business opportunities. The overwhelming response from the attendees combined meaningfully with key stakeholders significantly enhanced our brand credibility and market positioning. We have shown strong growth in our UAE subsidiary in the last quarter. As part of our brand, as we move forward, our focus will be on creating awareness with consumers, industry professionals, and businesses our unique benefits of QuartzSync through well-structured and strategic marketing campaign. We believe that well-planned strategic marketing campaign can significantly expand the QuartzSync to a global scale. Our vision is to obviously position Calisil as a global pioneer in the industry. In the upcoming quarter, our key objectives are going to be achieve higher value growth, streamlining working capital, and boosting margins to drive long-term success. We aim to accelerate value creation, enhance working capital efficiency, improving profitability in the coming quarters, positioning our business for sustained growth. Quartz business. Coming back to the business for the coming quarters. We will start with the good news. Finally, we are pleased to inform you that our major customer, Kiran USA, has been awarded a huge order by one of the biggest U.S. home retail chain, and we are expecting large flow of orders from them by this quarter. This will also require a fresh investment in new molds with the addition of the molds, machinery infrastructure. This achievement is testament to our continuous efforts to expand and diversify our customer portfolio. As of December 31, 2024, our plant capacity utilization stood at 65%. We are also happy to inform a second breakthrough by the new SKU has been approved with IKEA for their global requirement, and which will overall improve our capacity utilization to 80% in the coming quarters of FY 25. Stainless steel thing business. Q3 FY 25, our steel thing business experienced a softer performance due to spill of some major orders. However, the momentum still remains strong and healthy pipeline, encouraging mainly with the existing Quartz customers express their interest in expanding their portfolio, including our steel sinks. We will provide updates once these contracts, new contracts are signed. Meanwhile, operational efficiency remains robust, capacity utilization remains around 80% in 9-month FY25. We would also like to let you know that China Plus strategy, we've been receiving a large number of inquiries for the steel things for the US and other markets. One more feather in the cap for the stainless steel division. We have able to secure a good size order with starting point with Kohler India for the stainless steel things for our long-term journey with Kohler. Subsidiaries performance. The December quarter is typically a softer period for overall international overseas subsidiary due to ending of their calendar year. Domestic business. Our domestic business remained relatively flat Q3 FY25 due to softer market conditions. However, we expect a more value-driven growth in coming quarters. The implementation of the BIS standards has provided the unique opportunity to assemble and manufacture built-in appliances, products like kitchen hoods, hobs, ovens, dishwashers, etc., so this will capture significant market share. We are also building capacity to meet the demand of the current sales forecast, seize any OEM opportunities. Additionally, our faucet division is progressing well with the introduction of new technology of like powder coating and chrome plating, which is going to gain momentum not only for kitchen faucets but also for the bathroom faucets. We anticipate a strong domestic growth in the faucet industry. Strategic priorities following key initiatives: product innovation, infrastructure expansion. New factory will be constructed on the land opposite to suffice the above expansion plans in the built-in appliances. If required, we may use this land for further quartz expansion business. Cost optimization and improvement of profitability in the U.S. subsidiary. We do understand that the last quarters in the U.S. subsidiary have not been great. We feel it's the initial period time. We are also learning the business, but now we have a plan. We are implementing a structured cost optimization plan U.S. subsidiary with a clear roadmap to achieve profitability in the coming quarters. Customer expansion: we are broadening our customer base across with diverse product portfolios to penetrate the market. Leadership strengthening: we are enhancing our leadership team to drive operational excellence and effectively execute our strategic vision. With this, I hand over call to Mr. Anand Sharma, our Executive Director and Group CFO, to brief you on our financial performance. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, everyone. Let me take you through the company's consolidated financial performance. Quarter 3 FY25 performance. Consolidated total income stood at 205.5 crore for Q3 FY25. This is grew by 8.9% on Y-on-Y basis, but marginally lower than the previous quarter, primarily due to holiday season in overseas subsidiary and lower sales in steel sink segment. EBITDA for quarter 3 FY25 stood at 31.2 crore as compared to 36.1 crore in Q3 FY24. EBITDA margin for quarter 3 FY25 was impacted mainly due to reasons like the export freight cost increased from 6.5% March 24 to 9.3% in December 24 due to Red Sea issues. This has resulted in impact of margin by 2.1 crore on Q1Q basis. However, with the current ceasefire with Israel and Hamas, freight rate has came down sharply and current freight cost will be at pre-March 24 level. We have incurred strategic additional marketing spend of rupees 3 crore in Q3 FY25, which will drive the growth for future. There was adverse impact of GBP INR translation difference due to consolidation of the UK balance sheet in Indian rupee as on 31st March 24, where the rupee is appreciated from 112 in September 24 to 107 in December 24. This has resulted in notional loss of around 2.8 crore in quarter 3 FY25. However, GBP INR now strengthened to 108 plus. This will benefit us in coming quarters. Increase in price of our key raw material MMA from $1.79 per kg in April 24 to $2.33 in September 24 to now $2.52 in December 24. However, this current trade shows that this will come down to around $2.02 per kg in March 25 onward. So this will going to have benefit. However, this has resulted around 70 lakhs cost increase in quarter-to-quarter basis. We also have some retention and training of additional skilled manpower to meet the upcoming demand and to enhance capacity utilization. Profits after tax and after minority interest stood at 12.5 crore as compared to 15.3 crore in Q3 FY24 due to reason stated earlier. Coming to 9-month FY25 performance, sales volume for quartz zinc stood at 472,193 as compared to 410,728. This is recording growth of 15% on YOY basis. Standalone zinc stood at 109,346 units as compared to 85,998 in 9-month FY25, recording impressive growth of 27%. Kitchen appliances and other products stood at 41,759 units in 9-month FY25 as compared to 43,418 in last year 9-month period. There is a marginal degrowth mainly due to BIS issue and the import. Consolidated total income stood at 614.9 crore in 9-month FY25 as compared to 496.1 crore in 9-month FY24, recording a growth of 24% YoY. Total income increased mainly due to two reasons. Quartz zinc business has improved and there is a better efficiency in the plant, and performance of US subsidiary has also improved. EBITDA for 9-month FY25 stood at 105.9 crore as compared to 97.4 crore in 9-month FY24. Profit after tax and minority interest stood at 45.2 crore in 9-month FY25 as compared to 42.4 crore in 9-month FY24. Now coming to utilization of QIP proceeds, we have raised 125 crore through QIP for capex, working capital and general corporate purposes. The working capital allocation of 31.25 crore is deployed in the business reduction, which has resulted in reduction in bank borrowing and cost management. We have capex allocation of 62.5 crore, which includes investment in molds, machinery, new facilities. Till now, we have utilized around 5 crore in major, because the major capex plan is underway, which will be utilized in FY25-26. Out of general corporate purpose fund allocated of 27.9 crore, 5 crore is utilized for marketing, branding and promotional activities. The remaining fund will be utilized in the coming period, and the same, the balance we maintain in the FD with the banks. Now coming to debt position, as on 31st December 2024, our consolidated borrowing stand at 255 crore as compared to 300 crore as on 31st March 2024. The debt utilization on 31st December 24 are mainly in the areas like we have 95 crore debt, which is for the acquisition of Carisys Surface Limited and United Granite LLC. 35 crore of the capex is used in the term loan for India operation, and 125 crore is used as a working capital. So we have efficiently used our working capital and try to reduce our debt, which can be seen from the March to the 31st December level. Thank you. Now I ask operator to open the floor for question and answer. Over to you, operator.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants are requested to please limit the questions to 2 per participant. If you have a follow-up question, you may rejoin the queue. The first question is from the line of Harsha from Dalal & Broacha. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Few questions from my side. So firstly, on the gross margin front, if you could, you know, kind of help us understand the dip in the gross margin, especially on a sequential basis. So even if I adjust the increase in the raw material cost, the dip in the margins on the gross margin front is almost by around 250 to 300 basis points. So one question is that, so when I do consolidated minus standalone to find out the subsidiary gross margin, it seems that there has been some one-off, or maybe I don't know the reason for the drop in gross margin at the subsidiary level. So if you could kind of help us understand.
So the gross margin mainly because of the US subsidiary where we have a operating loss. Second, since we are doing consolidation in Indian rupee, as I explained in my speech, when we did our consolidation on 30th of September, the INR equivalent is 112, which came down to 107. So when we do again the consolidation on 31st December, the difference in the consolidation is all got into quarter three because we cannot change the first 6 month period numbers. So the consolidation difference came in quarter three itself. So that has bring down the gross margin side.
But how would, I mean, I'm not understanding, how is my gross margin kind of getting impacted at the subsidiary level?
So, I'll tell you. So like you have opening stock, which is valued at say 112, closing stock valued at 112. When you do the again consolidation, you valued at 107. So 5 rupees getting lost just in the translation. So there is a notional translation difference of around 3 crore at the subsidiary level.
Got it. Got it. That was clear. Secondly, going forward, in terms of the employee cost, so we have seen for the last 4 quarters, it's been on a continuous rise, and even alluded in the investor PPT saying that a lot of training programs, kind of have been done. But so how should one look in terms of at where this, this number would stabilize as a percentage of sales?
Yeah. Chirag Parekh here, CMD. I think, great point on the employees. So I think as far as on the workforce, we were expecting this increase in the sales in the quartz zinc business. We've been carrying quite a bit of workforce with us, and that's why we see this ERE cost rising since the few quarters. Finally, anyway, we announced this new business, which is becoming, so we'll be optimizing this. As far as the new sales force, what we have recruited, they're undergoing a training. And we are now, as I said, focusing on more high-valued products. So we just introduced this product. Some of them went out of stock. So in the quarter one, 25-26, we'll have a complete range of new high-margin products, which this team is being assigned to introduce in the Indian market.
So if I may, I mean, what would be the percentage to sales that you're looking at? So meaning in terms of absolute, say right now on a consolidated basis, it's somewhere around 20 odd crores for Q3. Then should we consider this run rate to continue?
What, 20 crores? I'm not understand. The 20 crores of what?
Employee cost.
No. So basically, I'll tell you, we have cost benchmark like 10% of the sales. If anything in that range, it's all acceptable because number one, we are growing. We have to have a more talented manpower. And second, we have built something for our future capacity expansion. So that's why skill workforce.
Which is not easy to get.
Yeah, yeah.
So we carried on this skill workforce because.
But 10% of the sales is our benchmark. So just for your benchmarking purpose, 10% of sales.
Got it. Okay. Now you also mentioned that the large flow of order you're expecting from Cairn. So now you would kind of be doing some sort of capacity expansion. Any number in mind in terms of what would be the incremental capacity that would come in?
So, there is no capacity expansion because we already have a million sink capacity in place. We are doing production expansion. So the plant utilization is expected to improve from 65%-80%.
Okay, so this would be in the quartz business, 65%-80%?
Yeah, 65%-80% will be the quartz business. What it requires fresh investment is only on the some molds and machinery which is required to dedicate to this new customer.
Sorry to interrupt. Okay. May I request you, Mr. Harsha, to please rejoin the queue? We have participants waiting for the phone.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Thank you. Participants are requested to kindly restrict their questions to two per participant. The next question is from the line of ISC from Shavas Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to know if you could give me an exact number for this quarter on how much we have sold in value terms in each segment, that is quartz, steel, zinc, and appliances. Could you help me with that number?
Yes, John.
So I'll give you the number for the quarter. Granite, zinc, quartz, zinc, we have value of 92.95 crore. Steel, zinc, we have 12.76 crore. Appliances, we have 7.62 crore. Faucet and FWE 3.4. And Eastern Asian and others 1.56. So total 118.3 crore for India business.
Okay, this is India alone, you're saying?
Yes, India business. So that includes Carseil Limited India and Carseil Steel India.
Okay, understood. And also, could you just shed some light on the process part? Is there any kind of demand? I mean, I would have missed it in the initial comments and I wasn't present. But could you just like shed some color on what is going on in the process side, and are we expecting any incremental orders going forward? And also on the quantum of Kohler, if possible, if you could just give us some idea.
Yeah, the momentum in the quartz things orders will expect it to flow in this quarter itself. We are gearing up as far as our internal team and our plant is concerned for these orders. Some indication has already been given to us, so we are already gearing up for that. And the second question was on the Kohler. So the Kohler is a good starting point. The deal value could be about $1 million a year to start with, but it's a good starting point with such a global company. Can only take you to places from here. Yeah.
Also, the first question you said, it's on the quartz thing. I just want to understand on faucets. Could you just like emphasize on that? Like, hello?
Faucets? Did you use the word faucets?
Yes.
Okay, so faucets, if I had to see the faucets, the last number with Mr. Anand Sharma has said was, yeah, so the faucets, if you talk about, it's been sold about close to 3.5 crore in the last quarter. If I had to remember, maybe some 6-7 years back would be about 30-35 lakh something. I'm wrong somewhere, but it has been a huge step forward for on the faucet side. Everything needs a faucet. So I think it's wise for a company to introduce faucets where if you've seen the growth, you know, the growth is muted and across all the economies in the world. So it's a where you could get growth is by introducing new products, especially faucets, which everything requires a faucet. And we've seen, that's why we are wrapping up our faucet capacity.
So we have received orders already from some existing player, is it?
We expect a good increase because we just launched it and it's been accepted very well in the market and orders have started flowing in.
All right. That will be. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Resham Mehta from Green Edge Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. One question is on, our exports to the U.S. It's almost a 20% revenue contributor for us. Any thoughts that you can share in terms of are we expecting any kind of tariffs to be imposed on, the kitchen sinks that we export? Because, while, we hear you that, instead, you are rather talking about the China plus one opportunity that we have. But do we see that tariffs as a risk to our exports, to our kitchen sink exports to the U.S., the quads and the stainless steel sinks?
All I can say is that nothing has been heard in quad side as of now. Metal is something which was been announced, the duty for the any imports of the stainless steel or metal sinks. It's still not clear. If the duties, I had a talk with few of my customers last night, but if they are still clarifying with their internal trade, if the duties on the steel sinks, and steel is not our at all, we don't export to U.S., I think maybe 1%, maybe. It's not a, it's a very, very small. If it is applicable, then we see only the rise in demand of the quad sinks in the U.S. It may work on our, in our favor.
Okay, but you're not hearing anything on the quad sink side, right?
Quad, no.
As of now, no.
There's nothing on quad. There's nothing on quad, and I think we should not kind of speculate things. I think as of now, we hear it on the stainless steel sinks and aluminum metal products. So I think as far as the quartz business, probably we will see, probably we can, if this holds true, then we may see a demand or a surge in the business of the quartz sinks in the U.S.
Why would we talk about China plus one? This is for which particular product? Because as I understand, the main competition for us in quartz sinks is, are the European players and not the Chinese imports, right? The Chinese exports to U.S. per se. For which product exactly are we talking about the China plus one opportunity?
No, so the Europe is Europe, so that's U.S., but Europe is still, some part of the Europe is still like we penetrate Croatia, right? So Croatia, we were buying from China, now it's moved to us. But more the stainless steel sink side it is, that the stainless steel sink, like I said, that we did some deals, we are having a strong traction in the stainless steel sink demand, and we are expanding in the stainless steel side. So mostly it is, has to do with more of the stainless steel and faucets. And India will be now for the built-in appliances.
Understood. The second question is, basically, we've been encountering weak demand, right? You've mentioned reasons for that, right? However, how do you see this going forward? Because, we've also seen volume degrowth in quartz, stainless steel sinks.
Yeah, yeah.
Appliances, we have seen a, a pretty sharp decline, right? How do you see this going forward, considering, U.S., it's an uncertain probably market. U.K. again, which is a bulk of our revenues, almost 40% revenues comes from there. How do you see your subsidiary there in the U.K. doing? Any outlook on demand on each of these markets and, these product segments would kind of help you.
Yeah.
From an FY 2026 perspective.
Yeah. So no, nothing is that we don't know. The global economy, the demand is muted. That also includes India now, and we have seen results of other companies also. So I think nothing, but one silver lining for us is that kitchen sink, it becomes a very functional product, and it becomes a very necessity product. And we have not seen a major decline in the kitchen sinks. Moving forward, as where the demand is muted, the economies are, we see that the growth, a strong growth can come by getting, by doing some great deals with some new customers. So this new deal, which our customer did with one of the U.S. major, Large deals like this will help us to grab a larger market share, and in result will increase our growth in the quads. Appliances on the other side, while the value has gone down and the quantity, we have almost same the same quantity, is that because the Delhi was the North India market, especially Delhi, in the, and we do appliances everything 100% in India only. So the whole quarter, and I probably would have heard it, that quarter three was completely, they had shut down because of the pollution control. So there was the high evaluated products which we could sell in the North India market did not happen in quarter three. Hence the quantity has remained same, but the, we have a decline in the value growth. UK now, the last one, the UK. So UK, yes, the economy is bad. These people are struggling, and we have, but somewhere we've been able to maintain, even if it's not grown, a very steady growth in, a healthy growth in UK. The reason is that more and more customers are preferring products from us. And I'd also said it last time also, because the biggest competition for us is Germany. And all our companies in Germany, the inflation cost is rising, the production cost is rising. So there's been a massive now price difference, cost difference between us and that. So we have been able to grab more and more customers. So expansion of the customer base in UK is right now helping us to drive our sales in UK.
Thank you.
Hope I answered all your questions. Yeah.
The next question is from the line of Nikhil Vada from Abacus Asset Management. Please go.
Yeah, hi. So thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is, you know, you sort of mentioned that we can see the expanded capacity, as in the capacity utilization to go to 80% in the coming quarters. When can we sort of achieve this?
I would obviously like to have it soon as possible, but I think you'll be able to see it coming gradually from this quarter, slowly. Yeah. So I would say 80%. If I'm trying to be optimistic, it will be from quarter one.
And we are currently working on the entire 1 million line, right? We are currently operating on 800,000, 900,000?
Capacity is 1 million. As we said, that current, the last quarter three capacity utilization was 65%.
Got it, sir. And, also you mentioned about IKEA as well, that, you know, that the second set of SKUs have been approved by them. So can you highlight what kind of order flows, and from when can we see this coming into the market?
Yeah, so IKEA, I think we have, IKEA, we have already got the order flow. We are expecting a 10 to 15% rise in the sales with the IKEA business.
And sir, if you don't mind, can you share how much IKEA contributes right now?
So, as you know, last time IKEA is always that because of our contract with IKEA, we're not able to disclose the number, but the whole IKEA business is a substantial business for us.
Got it, sir. One last question, sir. The value-added product mix, which you sort of highlighted in the early statements, is this largely for the, I missed your statement, whether it's for the Indian markets or whether it is for this new customer that we have just onboarded?
So the high-margin products are the you know, I would say the high-margin, there are two kinds. So one is like, you know, it's quite high-margin, and one is mediocre. So the very high-margin products are for India. The U.S. business particular will obviously draw higher margins because of the U.S. dollar currently, which is in our favor right now. Also, I would like to take an opportunity is also that we have the freight rates have crashed in the U.S. The acrylic prices, which is one of our key components in the things, is also declining. So overall, I think, and last time I also said, there is nothing that we are talking, which you are not that you have not heard before. I always said, and I say it again, when the U.S. business increases, when the U.S. market business increases, the margins will grow. When we had experienced this during the COVID time, when our margins went had gone to 22, around I think 22-23% guidance, right? And so I think the time is back for us now. U.S. is back. Forex rates are favoring us. Input goods are going low. So we definitely see a margin expansion happening gradually from quarter four. And I think probably a good impact you can see from quarter one.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yug Patel from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, sir. So my first question is on to the capacity expansion. So as we know, when we reach to the capacity utilization of 80-85%, we tend to increase our capacity. So what would be the planned capacity expansion for cold chains, steel chains, and faucets?
So I think it's a very good question. I think the quarter where we achieve 80% expansion, I think the company should start planning about how do we increase the capacity, because like I said, any large major customer wants at least 10-15% idle capacity in the plant before they do. So if the quarter which we touch 80%, the company will start looking at expanding the capacity of more than million sinks, and that's why exactly the QIP was raised for this reason.
Okay, and my second question is on to the margin side. So if you look at our operating margin, so it has gone below to 14%, which is the lowest in last 2-3 years. And yeah, if I see that our freight cost has spiked up in FY 2022, which has been the highest, but then we will able to maintain our margin to 18%. So what has changed now, and when we can expect this number to normalize?
US have definitely, the decline in the US sales have spoiled the game. The increase in the freight cost has changed the game for us. So this would soon start changing in the coming quarters. Yeah, and we need to understand that with all this happening at the same time, we have an increase in our key material cost in the quarter three is acrylic. So everything, we call it a perfect storm. Like, we had all these increases, we had low value added product sales, and then on top of that we had an increase in the input cost and the freight cost, which kind of spoiled the party, and the margins guidance, it went below the margin guidance.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Gautam Vandra from Subh Lakshmi Family Office. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my first question is, in previous con call, you mentioned that there is a 1 lakh capacity of you have added to the kitchen appliances. Could you please clarify which specific products in the kitchen appliances category has this capacity increased?
Yeah, it is for the kitchen hoods and cooktops.
Okay, sir. And my another question is, are you generating any sales from countertops in the Indian market?
Not yet. No.
Okay, and my final question before I jump to the queue, like, what are our plans to grow our domestic segment, like our plan to improve and grow our Indian market, our business segment overall in the Indian market?
Yeah, so we are kind of drawing up a great plan. I think the first plan we got into place was introducing high margin product sinks with better utility. Now, what is that? That is a sink, you saw it in the ASAC. They're called the workstation sink. The workstation sinks are completely functional sinks where you can wash and clean and even have the glass rinser. Typically, a sink like that sells for a retail 25,000-40,000 rupees against a normal sink of 10,000. Now, that's in vogue right now, right? So I think that's the first thing. Second thing, we have come out with new quartz sinks with better designed for catering the high-end segment of the market. Example, let's say a Sing 24x18. 24x18 is the largest selling model in India. We had only one quad Sing model which was catering to all the segments of the market, which is not right. Somebody has more money to pay, he wants to pay money, but does Carousel have an option? No, we didn't have an option. So the same big bowl, we call it 24x18, used to cater to the mid-end, to the high-end of the market. Now we have a complete different category of the model, which is going to catch the high-end market, which is now compromising. Already we expect in the quarter for about 10% of our sales will be of high-end margin products. Secondly, we introduced the new built-in appliances, which are of great value. For example, we introduced 300 quantity of built-in refrigerators, not standard, built-in refrigerators. Everything got stocked out, and now we are without stock. So now we are bringing in with a double-dose refrigeration. Average price of this could be more than 2 to 3 lakh rupees one piece. Then we introduced the AI-driven smart appliances with a digital screen of where you don't have to use, even if a guy like me goes at night, I want to cook some food, if I put something in, I just have to press a rice button, I have to press a popcorn button. So automatically it generates the time and the heat what is required to do it. A third category of oven we introduced, all the ovens are with built-in air fryers. Air fryers becoming very, very popular. We had completely did not have this segment. So these kind of new products are in demand and they're going to add to the, not just the value, but also the margin. Very important point are the faucets. So all the faucets, what we have launched, are with an average retail price of 20 to 25,000. And to my mind, a faucet is an ornament to a kitchen. A kitchen becomes a necessary item, but faucet becomes the ornament to a kitchen. Why would somebody not pay a kitchen 40,000 and would pay over a faucet? It's got a PVD, looks good and stands out. It comes under aesthetic A. I am very, very surprised, honestly, to see this demand in the surge in the faucets, where people are able to pay a higher price than the things also. So I think we are going to keep that momentum. I am very, very happy, satisfied with my team that we are able to adapt new technologies very, very fast. Diversification is the answer. But we are all playing with the box. We are using the same distribution system. What can we sell with the things at the same time, which gives you better margins? So hence, we are very confident with the strategy moving forward. And this will result in better growth and better margins.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Udit from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. And thank you also for explaining the growth prospect going ahead. Just wanted to check on the numbers that given all the orders and the growth that you are talking about. So the quarterly run rate, which will take us to 1,000 crore number on annualized basis. By when do you expect, from which quarter should it translate?
See, hi, good question. You see, this thousand crore, I think is also eating me also as a the CMD of a company. Why do we are reading? We are talking about 1,000. What has happened is suddenly, and last quarter also I mentioned this, or I think probably you were in our factory. I don't know. I remember maybe I've seen you or met you.
Yeah.
But I mentioned this, and this is not a trial, I'm trying to duck away the question. But global scenario, who knew? We are in a period where there's so much of uncertainty. And now the trumpet blows every day morning. You don't know what's happening. So we are in a very uncertainty period, geopolitical situation, inflation situation. Hence, I think organically with this large deals, we will grow and I think we will reach to 1,000 crore mark. What is important for right now, our focus is how do we improve back our margins? How do we improve on our capacity? How do we become more innovative? innovative and seize the opportunities in the world. I think we are on a right track. This deal was very, very important for my customer, Karan. It's very, very important deal because I've been talking about this for a long time. This happens once a lifetime. If you have two deals like this, my friend, I think the 1,000 crore will not look very far from us.
That's very clear, and also I respect, sir, that you have been maintaining that rest at least to reach there, and I understand the uncertainties. And so just one more question, if I may squeeze in, specifically to the Sternhagen brand, and how much of it will be the focus, and how much will, you know, Carousel, because few quarters back we were saying that Sternhagen, we will, could be on a sideline maybe. So what is the status now, and how are you looking at that side of this?
So I think Sternhagen isn't it a burning question every quarter? And also I think, you know, the truth is not coming. I think the Sternhagen, we have just kept it as it is. Organically, whatever we can grow. One thing which was just missing is, for example, we had a review meeting on Sternhagen. Is we need to indigenize the Sternhagen products. Can you believe it? Every Sternhagen product is a retail price tag of 50,000 to 1 lakh. Compared to my competition, it's about 5 to 10 times more. This is ridiculous. Luxury is there. Customer can pay on how much a customer can pay. So we have started indigenizing the products. In the next quarter, we're going to slash the price of Sternhagen at least by 30 to 40% for some key products. That's strategy one. Strategy two is we did not have a project series which can give us volumes. So we are focusing on we are launching the Pro series, we call, in April 2025, which we have specifying for some large products in India. People love the brand Sternhagen. Projects want to use it. Why we not able to get a penetration in? We have the B2B in place because we have atrociously priced as far as our pricing concerned. We need to recheck our prices, and I think that's the answer to Sternhagen. I do understand the Sternhagen sales is less than $1 million a year. How much time we are giving to it? I think we are not giving even more than 5% of our time to it. We just want to see whatever we want to put it in the market, what are the gaps, we want to fill those gaps up, and we just want to let that brand move in the market. If it gives us $2 million, I'm fine. If it's $1.5 to $2 million, it's fine. But when the right time comes, I think we are going to push it. So I think we are still in we're still trying to learn the pricing game. If we are able to hit the right pricing game in the quarter one, I will be able to answer your question in your quarter two conference call.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Tushar Raghdate from Kamakhya Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I just wanted to know, in the domestic market, you've been increasing your dealers, distributors, but in tandem, the sales are not growing. Firstly, the reason for that, and secondly, sir, what are your marketing efforts which you are planning going forward in order to create a brand in India? Yes, sir, that would be my questions.
Yeah. See, it is not our company. The whole demand in India market is muted. There is a low demand. Last quarter, Delhi was suffering from pollution. All the construction was stopped. Everything was stopped, come to a halt. Not our company, other companies also suffered that. So we have seen growth in other states of India, but minus north. When the north comes back in, you will see the growth in the domain. That's point number one. The point number two is when the market is flat or muted, we try to see what opportunities, what can we see in India. And that's what I'm saying. We're not looking at a quantity. We're seeing value-driven growth. So we are focusing on value-driven. We launched, I think I've said it in my many replies to other fellow members. But I say it again, we have launched new kind of things, workstation things, new faucet, new appliances, and I think that's going to drive us the growth in India. As far as the distribution and the branding is concerned, we are opening now more galleries. I think that's what giving us a very good momentum in the sales. The campaign, the Veera Kapoor campaign, we are going to keep on doing it. We had advertised a lot of advertising, which happened last quarter. People are very excited on television to see the brand is made. Very honestly, we've been able to maintain the sales. I think if these kind of marketing activities would have not, we probably would have declined in sales. You know, so I think we are good able to maintain that. We do want to continue our momentum on brand building and marketing, but for the right products.
Got it, sir. Sir, in your stainless steel sink business, there's been competition in India, like Nirali NJ is a company. They've been a, you know, a good competitor to you. So how do you see the competition in the stainless steel? I understand costing, you have a moat, kind of moat in India, but on the stainless steel front and the appliances front, I just wanted to know why any buyer would go for Carasil appliances. Why not any Bosch or any other companies, any MNC companies, for the appliances business?
You will not able to own everything, isn't it? Somebody buys Bosch, somebody buys Carasil, right? Somebody buys CAP and whatever. It's a different priority. We all don't buy the same television, same clothes, the same way. Everybody cannot buy the same appliance. I think it's very clear. How we are able to sell appliances, I think it's a very good question, is when the trust factor comes that this company, Carasil, is a trusted brand. When I come to buy a sink, why not I buy appliances? Give me a one-stop solution is what the key, and that's why they buy it. So I think this one key-stop solution is the major. We are launching seven years back, we were asking, so why are you launching appliances? Why are you launching appliances? What do we understand? Today, we have almost 20-25% of our business is appliances, right? As far as the stainless steel things is concerned, you have a right question. Nirali is not my competition. My competition is not anyone. My competition is we offer unique products, unique stainless steel things, which offers a better functionality value and design aspect to customers. So when you're looking at an average value, our average value must be maybe 5,000-6,000 rupees a thing. Maybe our competition has 3,000, maybe half than ours. So I think we are in a very different category of the market. Yes.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saumil Shah from Paras Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity. So how is the current quarter shaping up? I mean, we were expecting to cross 850 crores in the current financial year. So are we on track to achieve it?
So I think we are definitely on a track to cross 800 crores. Now let's see how this quarter four ends. But we are definitely looking. If the same momentum comes, I think we'll be doing 815, 820 or something like that. Yeah, something like that.
Okay, okay. And so in terms of EBITDA, I mean, we were at the lowest in terms of EBITDA, 14% in last many years. So, I mean, how is the current quarter shaping up? And by FY26, where do we see the EBITDA margin settling down?
See, one thing, if you can just split on a standalone and consolidated basis, right? So I think our CFO and and executive director, so Sharma clearly stated. So if you see on a standalone, our margins have been, just one sec. I'm just trying to pull out something for you. Standalone margins. But just give me a second. So you're talking about the standalone margin, right? The standalone.
They do calculate the margin where they not calculate the other income. But the other income includes exchange difference and interest. So exchange difference is actually operational income, which you should include. And
but that has to be against in price.
Yeah, same reaction.
But anyway, taken into that on a standalone basis, and obviously you can talk to Mr. Sharma separately, give the details or on investor presentation, but the margin has improved from 18% to 19% on a standalone. On a consolidated basis, it's gone to 14%. Is that the reason? There were two major reasons. One is the notional value impact which are taken on the UK companies, and second is the US company integrating into this. So as on operational level, it's not bad. Unfortunately, we have to face this, both this thing. But moving forward, the exchange rate looks good. It looks strong. And so I think we should be getting back to our normalized margin guidance of 18%.
And adding to that, if you see what I said in my speech, every factor coming from the export rate to exchange to raw material price, everything in cycle is getting reversed. So whatever the factor was affected in the quarter three, all the factor getting reversed in the current quarter itself. So it's not something we are talking far-fetched. This is what is there. Like freight from 9.3%, it is coming to 6.5%. Like pound, which is came down to 107, we today say 108.5%. Like MMA price from 1.79, 1.33 and 2.52, again came down to 2.02. So all these things factor which has impacted quarter three is all coming down. So I think this is going to improve our margin.
Okay. Thanks for your detailed explanation. So to summarize, from current quarter, we can go back to the 18% EBITDA margin if I look at consolidated numbers.
We are going back on our original guidance of 18%. We still do not, on the operation side, I think nothing is wrong. The margins are there, but this notional which we will take for the UK. And yes, US, yes, I think the US we are looking at turning around, which quarterly did not happen because it was a year ending. There were cash flow issues, so we were also trying to minimize the inventory level, which has also resulted in some declining sales in the US. Yeah. Minus that, I think operationally we are still very good. It has not been the best quarter. Yes, we agree. But we are going to 100% get back on our guidance of 18 plus.
Okay. That's it from my side. Thank you and all the best.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this will be the last question for today, which is from the line of Rupesh Tatia from IntelSense Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I have three more questions. So one question, sir, is with Carisil Surfaces, 9 months we have had 6 crore, I think, PBT loss. So how do you see this subsidiary doing in FY26?
No, there is no loss in Carisil Surfaces. Loss you see in US subsidiary.
United Surfaces.
There's a loss in the 9 month period. But if you look at the quarter, it is at the break even level. And we already stated this quarter will have break-even, which operate at operating level, it will not be a loss. And going forward from quarter one onwards, we see that it turned into the profitable.
And is that subsidy going, sir? Can we expect a $10 million kind of sales next year?
No, so I think we were expecting the demand to grow, which has not grown, to be honest. We're expecting quarter on quarter the fabrication business will grow in the United States. You know, the election is down the line, but which is not grown. So the strategy changes, not trying to be more quantity driven. We have we are changing our sources of material supply, which is going to yield in better margins. Number two is we are going to cut now the high-end gemstones, which again is going to increase our margins. Third, there are a lot of operating costs that were unnecessary in that the fabrication. So, which we are, since the business has not grown in terms of revenue, we have to cut down those cost rates. So, Mr. Anand Sharma is going to the U.S. next week. There's a strategy form. So, all the unnecessary expenses or operation costs, even we have three showrooms. One showroom was making losses, so we are shutting down that showroom. So, all necessary actions we are trying to see, that in the quarter four itself of the current year, on the operating side, we have a break-even.
Okay. That is good to know, sir. Second question, sir, is this steel thing. I think we were looking to expand capacity from 1.8 lakhs to 2.5 lakhs. So can you just maybe update on that?
So we are just waiting for the final clearance of IKEA. I think the team expansion is going on. Just the expansion going on. We are just waiting for the final clearance from our buyers to go ahead. Once that goes through, we'll be getting back to that.
So this capacity expansion will finish, let's say, by Q1, and we will be able to use this capacity next year?
It should finish by quarter two, end of quarter two.
Okay, I see. And another question, sir, is what is our marketing spend for the 9 months and what is the strategy and how do you see that number moving into FY26?
So I think broadly on the purely branding advertising, we definitely want to spend around 8 to 10% coming. We need to start building our brand. I think we have not been visible as a carousel brand. It's a great brand. But because we have taken the business of India very seriously. I'll also mention that we are going to appoint one of the big fours to help us to build a strategy in India. So that exercise will be going to start from the 1st of March to build the India. And I had mentioned this, we want to do the 500 crore India story in the coming year. So we are trying to do a blueprint for India. And how do we build a 500 crore story in India within the next 5 to 7 years?
So this 10% number is only on the India sales, right?
Yes.
And do we do any marketing spends in UK?
UK, we do. We don't do much of marketing in UK because it's mostly OEM. What we do for others, yeah.
Okay. And then so my final question, sir, is if I look at US business, ex of United, it's like, 13-14% of our business, and UK, which is, I think, a significantly smaller market, is a 40% of our business. So US business, I think, at least theoretically, logically, if I think about it, should be significantly larger than UK business. So
yeah,
maybe update on some business development efforts in.
Yeah, so this deal, US. This deal what we have got through recently will put up, I think, the US business about around 25%. Yeah.
Is this FY26? 25%.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for answering my questions.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you, everyone. I hope you've been able to answer all your questions satisfactorily. However, if you need further clarification to want to know more about the company, please get in touch with SGA team, our investor relations advisors. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. On behalf of Carousel Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.